Hello, and welcome to a roundtable discussion on the Comic Book Page podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, I'm joined by guests for a lively conversation on a topic we hope you'll find interesting. Now, we do have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Let's see, from Viking Joker, our friend Marvin. Are either of you reading Immortal Thor? I just caught up on number 2 through 7. I think it's been a great story with excellent art, and the Alex Ross covers are gorgeous. I'm newer to Thor. I've never read classic Thor, only the Aaron run. So I'd appreciate a take from someone with more experience with the character if you're reading, your thoughts.
I'm reading it. Are you?
I am not reading.
Okay, I'm enjoying the run. Some issues I'm liking more than others. This year, for January, February, March, and coming up in April, we'll have 6, 7, 8, and 9. So it started back last year. So I think he's reading on Unlimited and getting caught up. But it's been a solid run. It's been fun. We get a lot into this thing called Utgard. And you're like, what the hell is that? I literally went online. I had to research this. I'm like, is this a real thing? And apparently in Norse mythology, there's this thing called Utgard Loki. He's like the Loki that's kind of outside the pantheon, like other.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they've done is they've created this whole mythology around these other things like Utgard Thor, Utgard this character, Loki, Utgard this. And they're way more, they make them almost into elder gods in the Thor comic and way more powerful than the Thor who even has the Odin power right now, seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's they built these big characters and they're battling them, and the puzzle of how do we take this out or how do we get rid of this. And it's been a fun series. Like I said, some issues I like way more than others, but overall, solid run. Been fun.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you haven't been reading it, go back on Marvel Unlimited and you probably enjoy it. You know, give it a try.
Yeah, I really think these days between the Marvel Unlimited and the DC Ultimate stuff or whatever they're calling it, DC Infinite, whatever. It's so easy to catch up on some of these things if you want to, but it's a slippery slope because if people are spending the money to do that there, they've already got the service. Why not just read everything there? So it doesn't seem like it's going to help sales.
No, it's true. Right now, they're getting ready to take it into a direction with the Roxxon Corporation. So that new story thread, I don't know how that's going to play out. So I'm more referencing the big gods, what happened before this little, I don't even know if it's going to be an event, but they have like a one shot, like Thor Roxxon, mm-hmm. something like that.
The Roxxon stuff comes and goes over the years.
Yeah.
Becomes a big deal, then they fade away from it and come back. Because I think one of the last times they did a lot with Roxxon was when we got Hulk Vereen or whatever it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have the big evil corporation that pops up. Here we are. Ha ha ha. Dario Agger, the evil bull guy CEO.
I kind of wish Marvel had a second equivalent to Roxxon. Two big, really big evil ones. I'm sure they've got others, but Roxxon's the one they've gone to decade after decade after decade. Because I'd love to see the two butt heads.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You could have a very hostile takeover.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Two all-powerful companies worth billions or trillions duking it out. Manipulating the powers that be, which actually happens sometimes in reality.
Imagine how interesting of, say, a Daredevil story you could have of it looks like Kingpin's building up his power. He's getting his power base. He's being a big threat. And then the next thing he realizes, half of New York's bought out from under him.
Boom. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, be fun. All right, next question from Nick's Picks. What is your ideal vacation, location, and or main activity?
All right, I'll let you go first.
I'll let you go first, actually.
Oh, me? Okay, I'm kind of weird. When I go to my CrossFit gym and I talk to people, I tell them I'm going on vacation. They're like, well, usually when I'm going places, people be like, oh, that's a typical James vacation. Just somewhere that no one's heard about. Like I was going to go to Namibia. We switched it up a little bit. I want to go to Mongolia. I like going into weird places and doing weird things and having odd experiences and adventurous things. One of my favorite trips was going to Finland. And my wife and I, we went dog sledding in Finland. We took an icebreaker out onto the Baltic. It broke up the ice on the Baltic Sea. We got these rubber dry suits and we went swimming in the icy ocean. Just crazy stuff. And no one's ever done that. You know, we take some photos, we do some weird stuff. It's just, that's the kind of stuff that I'm like, make some weird memories and do some odd things with things that people never do. It's just something that I'm into.
There's a lot to be said for seeing stuff you haven't seen, doing stuff you haven't done. I totally get that.
Yeah. It's just so different than like going to New York City. You know, just nothing wrong with it. It's just I like doing these weird adventurous things, getting out there.
Mm-hmm. For me, a lot of it for an ideal vacation is not so much going to someplace, but kind of getting away from the regular.
Yes.
So for me, getting on a cruise ship where I can just relax, read a couple of books, enjoy the sights, don't have to worry about food or any of that stuff. Ton of fun, super relaxing. That tends to be, you know, what I've been doing the last couple of years or whatnot. I've been cruising for longer than that, but it's fun and good thing to do.
Yeah. And actually, can I expound a little bit?
Sure.
That was my favorite type of vacation. Those weird, crazy ones that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have two other types I like. One is the super relaxing one, which can be a cruise, or I just had a trip to Hawaii. Hawaii always leaves me feeling relaxed. I got to see Jason Kim, which was super cool. Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy, yeah.
Yeah, Jason from Hawaii, 808 Jason. But Hawaii, I don't know what it is. The people are so nice there in general.
Yeah.
I always come back and I'm not stressed because everyone's so pleasant to be around. And then the other type of trip that I like to do, and we've only done it twice, but I have a lot of fun doing it, and it's not the norm. My wife and I, we go on a Virgin cruise, and we don't do a lot of the activities. Like, we'll do some stuff like maybe horseback riding or something, but sometimes we don't even get off the ship. They have great dining, great mm-hmm. food, and then we go to the club that they have on the Virgin ships. They're two stories, and we drink, which we drink more than we normally do, and we get tipsy, and we dance, and I'm not a dancer until 2 or 3 in the morning. We don't normally do that. And we just dance, drink. And then we walk back to our room responsibly and pass out and rinse, repeat, do it again.
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing on a cruise ship is, you know, the food's there when you want it and stuff like that. It's super easy way to do it because you don't have any logistics you need to worry about.
Exactly. I don't feel comfortable going to a club here in town, running into someone I might know, or also the driving or getting an Uber. There, I feel very safe. You know, on a ship, it's just like, make it to my room, I'm good. And the food's there and, yeah, we know how to control ourselves where we don't go overboard.
Yeah. Okay, follow-up question for bonus points. What is your ideal comic-themed vacation, i.e. Universal Studios, the filming location of Avengers, Dublin, Ireland's Forbidden Planet comic shop? What?
All right. You want me to go first or you got to go first?
I'll let you go first.
All right. This one was a hard one for me because a comic book vacation, I have not had one of those per se. I would say the most... There's two comic book experiences I've had on vacation. One is I live literally right down the road. It's probably a 35, 40-minute drive to Universal Studios, Florida. And you can go to the whole little Marvel land inside of there, Islands of Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a Hulk ride. They have this, that. They actually sell some comics there. I've been there. That's a ton of fun. That's comics related. The other one that was just a real treat for me just because I wanted to see it, we went to Denver one time. It was a business trip. And I told my wife, I was like, I want to go see Mile High Comics. She's like, I don't like comics. I'm like, well, I'm going to Mile High Comics and I'm driving. So we went to Mile High Comics and I went to that big warehouse because you see the pictures of mm-hmm. it. And I just wanted to see it. And it's so industrial in a back alley, you know, like, oh God, this place looks totally sketchy. It wasn't bad. Like homeless people just doesn't, not a store location. And we go into this warehouse and there weren't many people there because it's like, Monday, probably around 2 o'clock, you know, or maybe it was 11 o'clock.
Well, and it could have 3 times the number of customers a normal comic shop would have, but because it's so damn huge, it would still seem empty.
That's true. It seemed like nobody was there, and it was just the wall books are more than the back issues 99% of comic shops have, which is insane. And the stacks and rows of comics, I was just like, and graphic novels and toys. And I got overwhelmed. I walked around for like an hour or two. I'm like, I don't even know how to start. I'm like, I got overwhelmed. I'm like, I can't buy anything. I'm just leaving. But that was cool. That mm-hmm. was so cool just to be around that much stuff. I couldn't believe it without seeing it myself. The pictures don't do it justice.
Yeah, I believe that. That's something you got to see to believe kind of a deal. Or not to believe, but to experience. It's different, yeah.
Yeah, it's different when you're there. You're like, it's overwhelming. I'm just like, I don't even know what to look at.
Yeah, for me, I thought this was a really interesting question. I mean, I've been to Universal Studios, both Hollywood and Orlando. Now, granted, it's been ages since I've done either of those. I mean, ma'am, last time I did the Universal Studios Hollywood and the tour and stuff like that, man, that might have been the 80s or 90s, probably. I don't know that I've been to any of the filming locations for the Avengers, but I have been to one of the places they used for the X-Men mansion. If you've ever seen the, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, the Next Generation Star Trek two-parter with Spock.
Yeah.
The Romulan Cafe or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
Oh, awesome.
I had a tour of the set when they were filming that, and they weren't using that studio that day, so we got to actually go stand there. It was kind of cool. So, I mean, I've done some stuff like that. I don't really tend to think of themed vacations that way, necessarily. And I found it interesting that NixPix went with Dublin, Ireland's Forbidden Planet comic shop, because I've been to the Forbidden Planet comic store in London, New York, and Glasgow.
Ah.
And all three are owned by different companies.
Oh, wow.
London is the original Forbidden Planet chain, which is a UK chain. Glasgow and the Dublin, Ireland one are part of the Forbidden Planet international chain, I believe.
Okay.
And then I think there's another offshoot that's the New York one. And it's been probably 25 plus years since I went to the New York one. I've only been in New York a time or two. So, I mean, I've been to those things. And again, those are stores that are just, particularly like the London one, gargantuan. A ton of stuff and whatnot. And there have been times where it's like, man, there's so much to get. Other times, you know, I'm reading more stuff on the Kindle, so do I need to go pick up a paperback book? You know, if I'm in London, that means I'm traveling, so do I want to go get some comics that I got to go figure out how to get home if it's the beginning or end of a trip or something like that? And I do have something where later in the year, I might have the opportunity to spend almost 24 hours in London. And if so, I mean, Forbidden Planet is one of the places I'm thinking about maybe going, as is, I think it's Gosh Comics maybe is another one.
Very cool.
But certainly open to ideas. And I think these are great questions. I would love to hear what everybody else is thinking in terms of what would make for an interesting comic-themed vacation. And suppose you were to go to, and let's limit it just to some of the larger cities in the world. London, Los Angeles, New York, Tokyo, or cities of that size. I mean, top 10, 20 cities in the world or whatever, something of that ilk. If you had a day there, what would you do?
That'd be cool.
Because, I mean, you may go somewhere like London and you may have a week there, but you may only have a day you can spend doing the things you want to do versus you're there on business, you're there with family, whatever.
Yeah, my wife doesn't want to do comics the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. You were in the Denver area. You had time to hit Mile High. You didn't necessarily have time to go hit everything there was to do in that town.
Exactly. It was a one-time thing. Yeah, boom. Here we are.
So, yeah, I'd love to hear what people have to suggest on that, because there have been a number of times I'm traveling, I'll go hit some comic stores. Sometimes I see some cool stuff. Other times, yeah, it's just another comic store.
Yeah, very cool. Ah, that's you know, something else I would like to do is like a group of us, because I know it's happened in the past, is with you, go to C2E2,
mm-hmm.
which, not that I'm really hankering to, I want to go see C2E2, whatever, but also then make the pilgrimage to the mecca of comics that is our comic provider, Cowabunga/Deep Discount Comics, and hang out with Eric and have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool. You know, like just drive up there all together, hang out with them, and then fly back home.
Yeah. Finding a convention or something like that where we could all meet up and do some stuff. Or, again, San Diego, I've had some fun doing some things before and after the con and stuff like that.
Yeah, just hang out with some people and just meet up and have some drinks, talk some comics, and just have fun. You know, Jason and I talk comics a little bit, but we just more talk, you know,
now,
in general.
I know Comic-Con is doing a Comic-Con cruise, and I think that could be interesting. I don't know. It could be a train wreck, too.
One of two ways.
But that'd be another thing that could be kind of interesting, too.
Very cool.
All right, got one more question.
All right.
This is from X-Men Patrick. Since we're having a few more, quote-unquote, famous people doing comics, who would you love to see co-write a comic? I like Berserker, Didn't Care for Mom, and Slash's book will be out soon. Never checked out Wesley Snipes' massive book. Would love to read a miniseries done by Lou Ferrigno with Hulk. He played the character for a while, so why not write a short series? Maybe have Peter David co-write with him.
Honestly, his example of Berserker with Keanu Reeves was fantastic, because that's a terrific book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you want to go first? Or?
No, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go first. My mind started thinking, and I really like the show Welcome to Wrexham. And it's about these two guys who bought a soccer team in Wrexham, which is in Wales, and they're trying to rehabilitate it. They bought it during the pandemic or right after the pandemic. And the two people who bought it were Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds has been in Green Lantern, Deadpool, Ant-Man, correct?
No, that was Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd. That's right. Never mind. He was in those two. I would like to see him write a comic. He has some nerddom about him, and he's funny. He's a generally funny guy. I think he could do a good job of writing a comic. I think he makes way too much money where he would never write a comic, but I would love to see him write a comic. It's just because I really like him, getting to know him watching that show, Welcome to Wrexham. And if he doesn't want to do it, I'd love to see Rob McElhenney. He just seems like a really cool guy. Once again, another comedian, and I'm going on the side of funny books for myself.
I think if Ryan Reynolds would write a comic, it would almost have to be a crossover between the Hal Jordan Green Lantern and Deadpool.
Oh, exactly. It'd be fantastic, too.
It could be a ton of fun, yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun. He is legit a funny, funny dude. So he just came to mind. I was like, that's the one I pick. How about you?
Yeah, I thought this was an interesting question. And I mean, the implication is famous people, actors predominantly. And as far as actors writing comics, I mean, some have been good, some not so much. And it's not something I inherently kind of seek out or give it a lot of thought to, because actors aren't usually known in terms of writing.
Yeah, that's true.
And for that matter, movie and TV writers don't always make for the best comic book writers.
Very true.
Some have been brilliant at it. Others have just struggled initially with the format and stuff till they got the hang of it. I don't have anything against the people portraying the characters, doing the characters. I just don't always know, like Lou Ferrigno, I don't know if he would be any good even coming up with a premise of a Hulk series. Maybe he'd be brilliant at it. I don't know. So I came up with three projects I would like to see in no particular order if you could get the person to write the property and get it as a comic. The first, and this is an actual actor, but I think he's known for his writing as well, Alan Alda doing a MASH series.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because he wouldn't be beholden to what stage the actors are at or anything like that. It's just, hey, write something that fit in the series or whatever. I'd like to see J. Michael Straczynski write a Babylon 5 comic.
Oh, that'd be terrific, too.
I mean, they just did a animated movie based on the original Babylon 5, and they had to recast about half the voices, because that cast has had a lot of people pass away over the years. And some of it shortly after the series went off the air, one or two while it was on the air, I think. So being able to pull in whatever characters he wanted, even if the actors are no longer available, would be kind of nice. And then the other one that I'd love to see...
Uh-huh.
And you'd need to get the right artist for this, somebody with a nice, clean style that could do likenesses. I'd like to see Russell T. Davies, the guy who's brought back Doctor Who and is now back on Doctor Who, doing an epic Doctor Who story with all of the Doctors weaving in and out of it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, something you just can't do on TV because it's too expensive. You don't have the time, the space, you can't get all the characters, the actors, you know, whatever. That'd be a ton of fun.
Yeah. That would be terrific. I would watch it, so, or read it, so that'd be terrific. Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of possibilities here. It's just, there are some people that are really good portraying the characters because somebody else wrote them.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, Berserker, Keanu Reeves is kind of helping with plotting it, but I think they teamed someone up with him, and I can't remember who it is for the life of me. But sometimes you need to have that, like, if this is Ryan Reynolds or whoever doing their first writing gig, you might want to team them up with a seasoned writer to kind of help them wrangle the ideas out of their head and put it down on paper.
Well, and Berserker always felt to me kind of like Keanu's a potentially a comic book fan and saw this a way to establish a character, get the IP going of something he could play in a movie.
Exactly. It looks just like him.
And that's actually a fairly smart move. So I got nothing against that.
Me neither.
But it also doesn't make me think, gosh, I want to see him go write a Bill and Ted's comic either.
That's true, too.
Granted, he could probably do a pretty good job of it, but yeah, I don't know, maybe.
By the way, weird thing about Keanu Reeves, my wife loves that guy. Like, she thinks, one, he's handsome, you know, especially back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Which, whatever. But also, he's such a genuinely good guy. Once again, I think it's something about people from Hawaii. Like, you'll see him, like, in videos sometimes. He'll just be walking down the street. He looks like a normal dude. He'll just stop and talk to people. helping out like homeless people on the street. He just does it without even knowing the paparazzi are taking pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just a genuinely good person. And I was like, that's a great dude. It's something about these Hawaiians, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good people.
So definitely some good questions. We take questions every month. Got a place on the forum to go put them up. If you want to send them to us directly, that's fine too. It's just a little harder for me to keep track of them that way if you do it. But those were the questions we got this time around.
Very cool.
So anything else?
No, that does it for me.
Cool.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.